There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Winter blizzard clips. It's coming, probably right now, or possibly later. When it hits, because it will, most or most not likely, you'll want to be prepared. So stop into Napa today, buy a qualifying Napa brand battery, and get a $10 prepaid Visa card by mail. $10 back and a new Napa battery. Now you're ready for whatever winter may or may not throw at you. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Alex Rodriguez issued a handwritten apology to fans, saying in part, "I accept the fact that many of you will not believe my apology or anything I say at this point. I understand why, and that's on me. I'm ready to put this chapter behind me and play some ball." The NFL Combine gets underway today in Indianapolis. Ryan Pace and John Fox, of course, will be on hand with plenty of talent to evaluate. Mike Mayock has some advice for the Bears. Don't take Marcus Mariota with their 7th overall pick.
I would struggle with the Mariota pick there if he was available. I think it's hard to move away from a guy like Jay Cutler. Even though he has some issues, he's still proven that when he plays, he can play at a high level. He cuts both ways, obviously, and Ryan Pace and John Fox and Adam Gase have to kind of figure that out. But I would struggle with saying that at 7, you're going to take Mariota and get rid of Cutler.
That was NFL Network's Mike Mayock on a conference call yesterday. Pace and Fox will address the media for the first time in a month tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, the NFLPA filed a non-injury grievance against the Browns for the one-game suspension they imposed on Josh Gordon for the last game of this past season. The suspension could prevent Gordon from getting an accrued season and delay him from reaching free agency. Patrick Sharp skating on the fourth line today at Blackhawks practice. The Hawks host the Wings tomorrow night at the UC. Corey Crawford will be in net. The Bulls will reconvene after the All-Star break tomorrow and will hold practice at 5 p.m. They don't play again until Friday against the Pistons in Auburn Hills. The NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Casey Johnson reporting the Bulls have considered adding shooting at the wing but aren't willing to trade future assets or take on additional money. The Cubs asked a judge today to deny an emergency request from two rooftop businesses to temporarily stop construction at Wrigley Field. Biogenesis founder Anthony Bosch has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. And sad news to report here, the son of former Bears running back Adrian Peterson died this morning. AJ had an inoperable brain tumor. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And PNC Bank. For any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help you achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account. Because great customers deserve a great rate. Rate information is available at pnc.com/save more. Your Menard Score weather forecast. We have reached our expected high of 21 degrees today. Tomorrow and Thursday, buckle up. We're in for some record cold temperatures. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Carrie Sayers. Nice to see you today. Have a good afternoon. Len Casper joined us from the Cubs television booth to talk baseball and a little hockey as well. Scott Greger from the White Sox beat of the Daily Herald to talk baseball and White Sox and to talk a little Michael Jordan as well. Jack O'Callaghan joins Nick Shepkowski in their mutual hatred for the Russians. Dan Durkin joined us to talk. Yeah, man. Dan Durkin joined us to talk scouting combine.
I love everybody. Come on.
And Eddie Belfour for a couple of minutes there at the end as well. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Eric Domingo, that's fun to say, is our intern. Tomorrow we'll be live at the Auto Show with Mike Florio, Mark Schanowski, and the always entertaining Moore. Barry, before we talk to BNB, this is what I was thinking of because we were talking about Wayne Gretzky's email sign-off to Jay Zawoski and others is 99. Just calls himself 99. So Dustin Johnson, as he's trying to, you know, rebuild his life here, he and Paulina Gretzky live in a little house up the street from Wayne Gretzky and Janet Jones, Janet Gretzky. And every day for a while, they were going there to play golf at Sherwood Country Club on the base of the Santa Monica Mountains in Thousand Oaks, California.
Yeah, Gretzky said during the Pebble Beach that he and Dustin work out every morning.
Yeah.
This probably started last year when he had some problems.
That's exactly when it
and
started.
He said
it's better being face down in a mirror.
Yeah, he hired a life coach.
He denies that, by the way. No cocaine was involved.
But instead of going someplace, they brought like a life coach and a trainer and all these people to them.
And Gretz and Johnson worked out every morning and then went and played golf.
Yes.
Yep. I finally have a life coach to lead me through these tough and awful times called February.
Good luck. Good
Mike
luck.
Singletary is actually Terry's life
Singletary.
Coach.
And the new Niners coach. Yeah, also Tom helping me. Tom Sula also helping me.
Good luck to them. They're going to need it.
I said yesterday, Jim Tom Sula, he's definitely one and done, maybe one fired done. Within the season.
Well, yeah. And we have the Niners brass to thank for both Adam Gase and Vic Fangio,
amazing.
As it turns out. So Wayne and Janet ride a golf cart around Sherwood, and on the back it says, Mr. and Mrs. Sherwood. That's on the back of their own personal golf cart
that's pretty good. They
ride around their country club. So he signs his emails 99.
He's Wayne freaking Gretzky.
But is there no relation to Sherwood Hockey, right? The stick manufacturer.
I don't believe
still
no,
in
it's,
business.
It's
okay.
Just the country club.
Just happens to be Sherwood.
But Mr. and Mrs. Sherwood, just, you know who we are.
I think that, don't you think people know?
Yes.
I mean, you really need that on
that's
there?
That's kind of the point.
You see Wayne Gretzky, you don't kind of know.
You know who he is, and she's been photographed with yeah. various body parts hanging out all over the place.
Oh, God, I still have the Flamingo Kid on VHS.
Love a God.
Well, even the, I don't actually. And the daughter, too. I mean, she's
Paulina.
Everybody knows what she looks like.
Yeah, and knows what most parts of her look like. But that's not why you
more
call.
More so than Mama. And Mama still looks okay.
I'm sure. I bet. Hello. Yeah, hello.
Mama looks just fine.
Hi, Dana Terry.
Hi. 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 He could find a caretaker.
A caregiver.
When times get tough, and then change his will and do all that stuff, so everything will be fine.
Yeah, I found the Sun-Times report today very, very strange.
I did, too.
In that one of the
very weird.
Twin sons of Ernie Banks,
mm-hmm.
he used the word suspicious. His word, not mine, when it comes to the desire for cremation.
Mm-hmm.
And then this woman, this Regina Rice, is putting Facebook pictures up of herself at a luxury spa being offered a $100 bottle of champagne. Very interesting.
Where's the body right now? Do we know for sure?
No.
Because there's varying reports on that.
All we know, the first one, Barry, was buried in the cemetery. That's not true.
Okay.
Where else have we heard?
At the funeral home. They say it's not there.
No, it says not at the funeral
home.
I hope
nobody left it behind, like under the bleachers or something like that, because, you know, that's...
Well, that would just
that was the Ron Santo memorabilia.
Right, that was the cake. That would just be so cub.
Have we checked the freezer next to Ted Williams' head?
We discussed that yesterday at Alcor Life Extension Facility in Arizona. But I just think...
So where is the body, really?
When you have a family member who's saying that her efforts to cremate, he finds suspicious, that interests me.
Well... This
I see what you're saying, but I mean, wouldn't you have already done that? You could have already authorized that. You have the body.
Yeah, but this disconnect between the estranged wife and Regina Rice has been going on for a long time.
Yes, 10 years, yeah.
And I know that there were difficulties in planning and coordinating the funeral because of that, you know? And... there may have been difficulties in planning, coordinating all sorts of things before that over this last decade.
Well, she hadn't. I mean, she had nothing. The wife that we first saw after his death that appeared, they'd been separated for 3 years. He'd had absolutely nothing to do with her for 3 years. Nothing. Mm. The ex-wife, nothing.
It was a very strange and untidy life.
Yeah, it really was.
At the end, at least.
Well, at the beginning,
too. Oh, a lot too, Spiegs.
Starting in the 50s.
Yeah.
Lots of
that's too bad.
Things.
It's too bad.
It's just, it's very,
this
very
is not, this
odd.
Is not
that you don't love him.
No. But this is just, it's not the way that you're supposed to go out in terms of being a bit of public conversation. This
Correct.
Is not supposed to be done.
Then again,
Correct.
Once you go out, who really cares?
What does he
you
care?
Know?
Right. It Frank. Still bothers James Brown. He still wants to know what happened.
Honestly, what difference does it make at that point? You know,
I you know what? I don't know. I don't know. I have any idea why there are bodies sitting in kitchens and dining rooms. I don't know. But he's not the only one.
No, we were talking about Sherman Hemsley. It was the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, the boyfriend wanted $50,000. James Brown was dry aging forever. And it's epidemic.
How long do you dry age, James Brown, in order to get the best, delicious cut?
Best tenderness.
Three weeks, I think. He was sitting there. He was in the kitchen having a salad.
Speaking of musical greats, did you watch the Stevie Wonder thing at all last night?
No. What was last night?
Big tribute to Stevie Wonder.
Oh, no.
They keep the Grammy
not.
People. They keep their lives together. And then they perform. Last year, they did the Beatles. This time, they did Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow.
So
did they have
together.
Him hitting a tennis ball? Or was it? No, that was the SNL
thing. That's two nights
I'm still
ago.
Trying to catch up on all the SNL
And screw
stuff.
You, Stevie Wonder truthers, with your whole non-blindness thing.
Non-blindness.
So the dude can see a little bit in terms of like things that are 6 inches away. He's got a little bit of shadow that he can see.
Just hope that Regina Rice doesn't end in his life. No. So
Don't you think, Terry, if he could see, he would put some charts up on the piano and read some stuff.
He would actually put charts up.
Some stuff he hasn't played in 30 years.
I want to know what, did I miss something last night? I did not watch it. What did I miss?
Well, you missed Jose Feliciano singing.
Terry never likes to miss Jose Feliciano.
Right. So how dare you? And he said something like, I wanted to sing, I forgot which song he sang. I wanted to sing the song. I didn't realize how difficult it was to sing. And because I didn't, you think,
they're
changes.
Very
There's so many damn key changes.
One of the greatest singers of all time.
And actually,
yes, he is.
He's in great voice.
Oh, he's amazing.
He is still in just tremendous voice.
I had friends who were lucky enough to sing in the choir on his Songs in the Key of Life tour when it came here to town. There's two songs, Another Star and one other from Songs of the Key of Life that he used a choir for. And they said he and the entire band were just completely awesome to them. Which is also true, by the way, of Miley Cyrus's band. I know the guitar player from her band, who we were hanging out with at Hot Stove Cool Music in Boston, get this, says that Miley is a respectful musician, is a great band leader, and an awesome person to work with.
And I thought she did a great job with the Paul Simon song.
I thought she did, too. I thought it was really good.
Was Nota Begay there?
What's the Nota Begay story? I came in late on this.
It's not important. It's really not. You haven't missed anything.
No, it's pretty important. I think it's vital to the week. We were talking. Barry was wondering.
I wanted to know, what if Bill Murray had made the final round cut of the Pro-Am, which he won in 2011 with DA points? Would he have left and not played the final round with a chance to win and not get to New York for the live bits he did on SNL Sunday night? And Matt said, why don't you text somebody? I said, okay, I'll text Nota Begay. And Shep thought I was name dropping. I said, what do you want from me?
Shep popped in and just hammered him.
I'll text Nota Begay. I have my golf guy that never won anything. I'm Barry Ross.
So who cares? So why do you care? It's not like I said I'm going to text Tiger Woods.
Then you named off like three other golfers that nobody cared about.
Tiger Woods, if you're texting Billy Casper, then I'm impressed.
Yeah, get that. Then we're impressed. Otherwise, you got nothing with Nota Begay. You got to do better.
Yeah, but now, well, I wasn't trying to do better.
But now
better.
You need to do better. You're Barry Rosner.
Right? You know, it's been a running joke.
That's the best I could do.
As a resource for anything. Like Barry has an old game on VHS, and Peoria Matt says that Nota Begay might know somebody to transfer it from VHS to DVD.
Nota Begay.
So that's Barry's guy. All right, so here was our February topic that just sort of happened.
Okay.
There are no games of consequence to watch tonight.
Games of consequence to watch until May.
NBA just waits too damn long. What up? And then they've got all these back-to-backs and 4 and 5 nights for some teams. What are you doing?
It's crazy. Adam. But tell me a game. Tell me a game on TV or a game tape that you want to pop in and watch tonight. I had two since it's basketball season. Any game, anytime, ever. The first one I thought of was Illinois-Arizona in the NCAA championship. The tournament, because I'm starting to feel that college basketball buzz, so I want to pop in that one. And then I had the 63-point Jordan game against the Celtics, the 86 Celtics. But then during the show, I watched an 11-minute highlight reel on YouTube, so I'm sated on that one.
I guess I have to go kind of my old-school meatball days and relive Duke UNLV.
Agreed.
Ooh. The win.
Semifinal game.
Not the loss, but
the semifinal game in Indianapolis.
The semifinal game.
The greatest games I've ever seen.
In Indianapolis.
You know what would be cool to see that you just made me think of was the semifinal game from 87 when Indiana beat UNLV. And that UNLV team, that was the Billy Donovan, Patino, you know, Syracuse against Providence. And then and I was in New Orleans for that. And, well, of course, I was blind.
Wasn't Penn in that Final Four?
No, that was Providence. Syracuse, and UNLV,
Providence
Indiana.
Was the weird team.
Yeah, and that was the Alford team, right? And the Keith Smart that won the final game. But Terry,
Ricky Callaway.
Callaway.
I was in the stands and blind, frankly. But
thanks for coming down and saying hi. We didn't know. I was covering the damn thing.
Terry, that game Indiana played against UNLV had to be the most technically perfect game of all time. They had no business being on the court with UNLV. I mean, athletically, they had no chance.
And then they beat Syracuse. That's Sherman Douglas, Ronnie Cicely, Raphael Addison, Wendell Alexis, Syracuse, Derek Coleman.
Missed the free throw front end of the 1-on-1.
Rebound record for most rebounds by a freshman in a title game, and he was unbelievable. And they still won, the bastards.
Mm. And that UNLV team was Armin Gilliam, right? Or was he gone?
I think he's... It's a good question. Mm.
Or was that my CBA guys? Was that like Patio and Baz Knight?
Gerald
Wade?
Patio. Yeah, that's the tweener team, because I always think about Patio being on the later teams, but he wasn't.
I remember Carlton Screen running around on that Saturday just tearing things up. He was.
You know what? A game I'd probably pop into, Villanova-Georgetown.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great one.
85.
Harold Presley.
They shot 70%?
Yeah, Harold Jensen was the kid who shot, 10 of 11 or 11 of 12?
Yeah, you had a team that was an underdog by about 200 points. Yeah. You had three guys who played in the NBA on that team. And they were one of the biggest underdogs of all time.
Dwayne McLean played in the NBA?
Briefly. And Presley.
And Harold Presley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gary McLean did not. I think Gary McLean had all those weird comments of being like out of his mind when they went to visit the White House.
He's coked up.
Yeah.
He was all coked up. Yeah, McLean and McLean.
Nota Begay.
That was his hookup. Just remember, you guys need anything from the golf world, tell Barry and he'll text Nota Begay.
Oh, Barry's our guy. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But we've got our golf guys, though. We do okay. We got our golf connections here that we've had.
All right, well, fine. You can't use them then.
We got our guy Faraday. Yeah. Nick Faldo.
Yeah, what tournaments have those guys been playing in lately?
Come on, yeah, Nota Begay is on the tour.
Not anymore.
He's not on the tour anymore?
He's on the golf team.
Oh, Jesus.
He's sitting in the back of
the Russell Henley.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, Russell Henley's your buddy.
And his caddy.
I love my buddy, but my buddy can't play.
Be careful if you're going to call Regina Rice. I would just watch
it. If she shows up, you text him back.
I will not be texting her.
Don't text her.
I find Barry texting her suspicious.
Just check your footing.
Myself. Oh, boy.
Watch your footing.
Terry, you strike me as a guy who isn't going to care. When you're done and you're gone, what do you care, right? I mean, what difference does it make?
Absolutely.
You're not here.
Yeah, no
whatever
big deal, happened. Nothing. That's correct. Absolutely.
You have any thoughts on what you'd like us to do with you at that point?
How do you mean that?
Anyway.
I have look, you know, when you're my age, you have this all planned out. I'm not going to be on somebody's coffee table.
I think
at least if things go well.
What if you wanted to be on somebody's coffee table?
What if you were part of the coffee table?
I say we stand him up outside the saloon like Morgan Freeman's character in Unforgiven. Just kind of have him hanging out.
Yeah, Barry Terry proper. I'll come back and kill
every one of you. No burial.
I think you guys, I think you should bring him to your Friday Who Needs Two Tavern Tour shows.
Have him touring?
Yeah, sure. Have him on tour. Just set him up at the radio console.
If we sell it, it's done.
And I bet just as many people will come up and talk to him.
You get the same answers.
You remember that time
you do now?
One time I was at the racetrack, and you remember that time that you said that thing about that guy on the show?
I sure do. Sure do.
I get an awful lot of that. You know, I never said anything about people. I just haven't been that way. So I know that's not true.
Yeah,
the premise is off.
So we've got a guest today scheduled to join us, who's just a longtime friend. And
an upset in and of itself.
One of the great people working in media today. He sort of exists in that world in between sports and politics, much more politics now, but Charles Pierce, one of the all-time...
One of the great writers alive.
Great,
yes, he is.
Still just a righteous, angry warrior against the stupid.
We're just hoping that he remembers me. I don't know. We've talked a couple times a while back, and now you have to stand in line. I mean, he is just everybody. Yeah. And the thing about him is he's always writing. So he really doesn't have time, but he's going to join us today.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
It's a great follow.
But the guy's got like 1,000 words every 4 hours.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Here's another lunchtime. It's like it's the words that have to come out of him. It's incredible.
I don't know. I do words that.
Terry, I bet he'll remember you, and he's going to say something like, hey, you remember that time we were at the track and you
said that thing about the guy? I met him when I was first doing the Bulls, and then we hung around at the 88 Olympics. We had a great time. He is a lot of fun.
Is he the one you ate a dog with in Seoul?
That's Ron Rappaport. We had the dog. We went to Beagle King. No, this guy is this guy is one of the greats. He's just one of the greats. So I had no idea he was that brilliant. I knew he was brilliant. I didn't know that he was this brilliant.
Yeah, he was a Boston guy?
Boston guy. Okay. That's correct.
Yeah, so we can talk some, there's a lot of Boston stuff.
Anything you want with him, he knows.
Anything you want.
Look forward to that.
All right, boys. Have a great show.
See ya.
Speaks and Rosner. We are at the auto show tomorrow. Come say hello.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. In theory, the new Big East seemed to make sense. 10 schools who didn't play Division I-A football trying to rekindle memories of the Dave Gavitt Big East in the glory days of the 80s. Georgetown, St. John's, Providence, Villanova, Seton Hall, all Big East Final Four teams in the past were on board. There's just one problem. Big John Thompson, Louis Carnesecca, Rick Pitino, Rolly Massimino, and PJ Carlissimo aren't walking through a Big East locker room door anytime soon. Those coaches, along with Syracuse's Jim Boeheim and Connecticut's Jim Calhoun, made the Big East the hoops icon it was once upon a time. Last year, 3 Big East teams made the NCAA tournament. None played past the first weekend. This season, Villanova's a solid number 2 seed right now. Everyone else is, at best, a bubble team. Oh, and no one's watching the league on TV. Other than that, I'm John Feinstein.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
thing under the sun. Pontiac RV.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the Green Parking Garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Winter Blizzardclipse. It's coming, probably, right now, or possibly later. When it hits, because it will, most or most not likely, you'll want to be prepared. So stop into Napa today, buy a qualifying Napa brand battery, and get a $10 prepaid Visa card by mail. $10 back and a new Napa battery. Now you're ready for whatever winter may or may not throw at you. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS. CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps
when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Music.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably so. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing. Atrocious. Despicable. Pathetic. Asinine.
Yep. I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll do the second half at 3:30. Charlie Pierce going to join us at 4. We'll have some surprises along the way as
Trying.
Well.
Efforting.
312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Me so horny!
Well, that's nice. And also, we're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting that's presented by the homeloanexpert.com. It's 67011. You text and we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have boresandbernstein.com. And we have the Audio Roadshow application for your mobile device. I know you do. And it is via that app that you can answer this, the 10 Seconds of Glory question. What would be the perfect birthday gift for Michael Jordan? Our producers today are Matt Abaticola.
Back in 1982, my son was conceived back in that parking lot here at an Islander game.
I saw it. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Boyle.
Chris Tannehill.
We are joined by David Schuster, Scores Bulls reporter. Good evening, David.
Will you guys be my Valentine tonight?
Of course we will.
Barry and I already have each other, Shu, so you can have Mark Jolliffe. How's that?
We'll have a threesome.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be carted up and replayed frequently.
Well, what do you think? I like it. Ugh. He's kept it. What?
Ugh.
He's Captain Indestructo. It's Icky Bear.
Our interns
are Icky Bear.
Tommy Guns. Tony Fish.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
And I believe the correct term is foursome, because there was four guys involved in that conversation. There was Espo and the Roz and Shu.
Hey, don't make
and
it
Cheddar
worse.
Bob.
Don't make it worse.
Well, I have a threesome.
I think I've invited Les to jump in.
Well, that would is, yeah. You call them fivesomes?
Yeah, one
are
for
they,
the
are
thumb.
They called fivesomes?
Mm-hmm, one for the thumb.
And the
okay,
horse
cool.
That rode in on them.
Yeah,
that's
I'm,
a six.
You know, I'm
it
all
says
for
an orgy.
I am
or is
all
it orgy?
For
orgy or orgy? What is it? From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The NFL Combine gets underway today. Ryan Pace and John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. Mike Mayock has a pick for the Bears at number 7.
I do believe you can get a good edge guy. The three main ones are Fowler, Gregory, and Ray. They're a little different. It depends what your flavor is. I think the best fit for a 3-4 is Dante Fowler, and I like him at 255 or 260 over those other two guys.
That's Dante Fowler Jr., defensive end out of Florida. Fowler finished with 8.5 sacks last season for the Gators, including 3 in a victory over East Carolina in the Birmingham Bowl. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. Corey Crawford starts in net. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Amari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. We wish him luck. The NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year MLB career. One of 20 players to finish with 400 home runs, 1,400 RBIs, 1,200 runs, and 1,300 walks. And we'll have Terry named another 19 before 2 o'clock. And Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. Congratulations. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Join the Scores Midday Show, broadcasting live from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas. Be bold, check out the new Camry. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 132, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And the Dante Fowler's fine with me. I've seen him enough during this last season to know pretty good player, like a lot of those guys.
Yeah, but if Randy Gregory's there, you got to take him. That dude's
anyway,
special.
Here's the other problem. I've seen the name mentioned, and I can't believe it. And sometimes, you know, you hear all these other names, and then the team you believe you have pegged does something else. And Mariota's name is being floated around.
No, that's not possible. I saw that in the Tribune today. It seemed to me like
tell me that's not true.
I hope not, because I'm not interested. Although Ryan Pace seems to be of the mind that you just keep trying.
I know
that his if you're able to figure out what he's talking about, you keep working to find that guy.
Yep. We will hear from all of them tomorrow, right? Him and John Fox.
Yeah, I don't know what there is to say at the moment.
Well, anyway, we'll hear from him. But I saw that and I thought, God, it ruined my morning.
But remember when you hear from him, remember the rule this time of year. Everybody's lying. Everybody's saying stuff just to say stuff. Everybody's putting out disinformation. So if he's talking about anything they might do, even with current guys on the team, because they've got to gauge the trade market.
Yeah.
They're not going to devalue any of their assets. They're going to say they love everybody and everything is awesome.
It's great.
And everything is great when you're a part of the team.
Oh, it's great.
And they're awesome. All the draft picks are awesome. They guess because there's no, you don't want to devalue anything you have that somebody may potentially want, even once the draft gets started.
I just think that, you know, and I know what he likes and I know what he thinks makes a team run, because he was part of a team that's what made it run. And I think they're, you know, it may be in the back of his head, maybe not in his head at all. I don't know. But I'm just pleading with him, don't do that. I mean, I realize that that's everything to these guys, and that's a rare, rare thing that when a team can find it. Your future gets a lot brighter when you do have that. But that ain't it.
Did you see the pictures of Jameis Winston training where he had that big belly?
The big belly, yeah.
So what I couldn't tell was if that's just a bad picture, because we've seen it before. Remember the famous Eddie Lacy pictures that we saw where it looked like, and then say, he had a bad photo day. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what to make of it. If he's actually out of shape and fat, or if he...
He says no. Okay. The answer to all that stuff was no. He's not fat. He's not out of shape. Everything is fine. The problem is all the other stuff.
Right. Off my board. Just as Johnny Manziel was. If somebody else wants to go win a Super Bowl with Jameis Winston, more power to you. I will tip my cap to you.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, but, well, Lovey's taken one of them. So, I mean, and now it's Winston. I told you that's what he's going to do. I mean, I think you look at it again. It's not like you say to yourself, well, you know, I don't think it can ever happen. First of all, you don't have a quarterback at all. And the Bears aren't going to, you know, you can't live with this guy either for much longer. So I just think that deep inside, maybe not when you get to actually doing it, the temptation is there.
It doesn't hurt the Bears to at least put it out there, and maybe they have. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe they've put it out there that they might take him in case somebody wants him badly enough to come up. Yeah, I mean, just saying that don't believe anything you hear. And understand that anything you read, anything somebody's telling you, could be the team trying to get stuff in the bloodstream. This is a really weird time of year leading up, you know, combine and draft and who likes whom and all that stuff, because it benefits all teams to have everybody scared that you might take everybody.
Yeah, I think, though, that, you know, in this case, I don't think this is a hot item. I don't think this is particularly hot unless the only team I see that would break and do that might be the Eagles.
Hmm.
They might be willing to say, Hey, what are you doing? Hey, how you doing? They might be willing to do it because I know they've been, you know.
Because that's their offense.
That's correct. That is correct. That's like old home week. You know,
and all you of do a little bit of everything.
Now we have this guy.
He's got the foot speed.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Oh,
he's very fast. Yeah, there's no doubt about that side of it.
But very fast in the NFL means very hurt. If you're talking
about. I'm not saying use it. Yeah, I'm not saying use it. But Russell Wilson used it the right way. He's fast, but he used it the right way.
He's a pocket passer, though. He's not really one of these guys. That he was in a pro style system coming up. He didn't have to do all the unlearning and relearning that this guy's going to have to do.
Yeah, if I get somebody to take, you know, that you think, I think he'll be taken before the Eagles go, don't you? I mean, even though I don't like him, and he's not going to throw at the combine because his shoulders hurt. I mean, you know, a guy that here's the thing, a guy that has a bad arm, right? Has a bad shoulder. The one thing that, what does everybody in the NFL want to know about him up close and personal? How he throws. And he's not going to throw.
There's no character concerns there.
No. He's solid. He's solid. And I mean, yeah, if you get the Eagles sniffing around and say, well, you know, he ain't going to last to where you're drafting, dude. And we're going to take him. We'll take him. I mean, I've just never seen anything where, and it does look like Jameis for Lovie. Good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah, Lovie's got some issues. And that he does,
because he changed his mind so easily on this, or somebody in the organization changed his mind. I mean, it's like a boom, and he was off.
Well, it's not hard to watch the Josh McCown performance and realize that's not an NFL quarterback. No matter what anybody wants to think, he was arguably the worst quarterback in the league last year with a certain number of.
Well, a Tampa guy said he's the worst quarterback ever.
Well, he's down there.
He's down there.
I mean, there's no question.
I'm down there.
That was, at least you got out of that extra $5 million that you owed him, and maybe somebody else will have him as a backup, and he's great in the room and everything that they say and all that. But this is one of these years where, and after these top two, and I'm not even enamored of the top two, that then you got a huge drop-off to a bunch of projects. So maybe the Bears take somebody developmental, and we'll see what they think of David Fales. There's so many big-picture things going on with the Bears.
Yeah, he's got to have – he knows it, though.
I know that the Fox and Pace have had their little get-together with Cutler, just as they did with Marshall and everybody else. They've had their sort of professional sit-down entry meeting kind of thing. I don't know what was said, but I know it occurred. So it was Marshall who immediately they had one with him, and then he just ran out and told everybody about it.
Yeah, he did.
Cutler is not going to do that, and I know people were scratching their heads saying, well, really? You're sharing this information with everybody?
Well, you don't. Yeah, well, unfortunately, you don't really have a choice. So I mean, I think I don't know what you'd say to him, but I think John Fox is savvy enough to know that this not long term. And Pace is a guy who obviously, like I say, he wants somebody in the pipeline to play quarterback.
Right, he's of the mindset to keep spinning the quarterback wheel until something hits.
Mm-hmm.
So if it happens this year, it would really surprise me if it's with that pick, but at least it benefits them to have anybody think it might be possible.
No, I think Fox. I think Fox is going to, however they do it together, however they coexist, and whatever else in the room with them, whoever's ever have voice in this, they're taking defense.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You have the score.
The score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 Seconds of Glory. The Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Winter blizzard clips. It's coming, probably, right now, or possibly later. When it hits, because it will, most or most not likely, you'll want to be prepared. So stop into Napa today, buy a qualifying Napa brand battery, and get a $10 prepaid Visa card by mail. $10 back and a new Napa battery. Now you're ready for whatever winter may or may not throw at you. conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 2/28/15.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents,
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies,
are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Right on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
One of the issues that comes up this time of year, best available athlete versus need, and sometimes it gets blurred because it's the best available athlete we need. And if you've already got personnel for one type of defense and you're making a change, how are you going to change on the fly? It's like switching out a tire on a moving car. You don't have a lot of an opportunity to get yourself where you need to be right away. And the smart way to do it is coach the guys you have.
That's Mike Florio. You heard him earlier today on Mullen and Hamlin at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Florio is on frequently with the midday guys as well. So, and pretty good. I enjoyed listening to him. Here's what I know about John Fox and what the record says, that John Fox cleverly can build defenses pretty quickly. I think that's what he's going to do. And then the other thing, I don't know how you're going to do it, but figure it out later, but that's what he's going to do.
He'll worry about other stuff after he gets the defense stabilized.
Yep,
I think you will find that immediately, simply because he is the head coach.
He'll be stabilized.
And because Vic Fangio is the defensive coordinator, that you are going to have a competent NFL defense.
You know, other guys I would say I believe that. I do. I believe that now. Mm-hmm. I absolutely believe that with him. I don't know about anything else. I can't speak for the offense or who's going to be there, who's not, and all the other stuff that goes along with that soap opera I'm so tired of. But defensively, yes, absolutely. The record suggests it's going to happen. There's no reason it shouldn't happen here.
We have added a guest today. Hub Arkush is going to join us at 5 o'clock today for a combine hit to let us know what he is seeing and sensing at the NFL meat market as everybody is running and jumping and texting and all that they're doing to impress.
Hub Arkush, not getting better than
this. We know that. That's why he's coming out. We know that. Every day at 5 o'clock to catch us up on world activities. I'm glad he's going to join us. But, yeah, that the record suggests that. I see no reason why. I think there's some personnel here. Some I don't like very much. But if you're going to do it, Vic Fangio wants to, also a terrific coach, and get a couple guys, at least two to help you off the, you know, from Jump Street in the draft. I do think you can begin to turn that defense around. I do. Could be stupid. It's been said before, but I think you can.
No, I think it's just a really exciting time to be a Bears fan because of knowing there are fresh eyes on the team. Yep. And I'm not really interested in hearing much of what Pace and Fox have to say tomorrow because it doesn't mean anything. This is as I mentioned, a time of year where everything you hear from anybody is all about strategy. It's all about positioning. It's all about the image and the information they want out there rather than what's really going on. So I know that people are going to run with it when they start saying, well, we're open to everything. Yeah, we're looking at this. Yeah. We're looking at that. There's no reason to. I don't expect them to commit to anything hard one way or the other unless there's news to be announced. But short of that, very, very careful making any assumptions when it comes to what teams are saying at this gathering right now with everybody there. They know that it's that. Wrong information is as valuable to them as correct information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, don't worry about it. Although, you know, Pace has never done this before.
That's correct.
He's never been in this position.
And what does he love? What does the man love? What does that man talk about? What does that man love?
Leadership.
Yep.
He loves leadership. He said your best players have to be your best leaders.
Yep.
But I don't know what that says about drafting philosophy. I have no idea. We've heard a lot of the same NFL platitudes from him, but he's been pretty clear about spinning the quarterback wheel until you get it right. But that doesn't tell you what they're thinking about Cutler.
Yeah, I mean,
it's possible that they could just say to Jay, you know, we're gonna get our fresh start going early, and knowing for sure that Cutler might be their best option to win games next year, and still deciding. We're gonna get into this culture change fully, and we're gonna move on and find something. We'll deal with it. We'll figure it out.
See, I personally, that's the right thing to do. I understand if you can't. I fully understand that sometimes you want something you just can't have it. It's just not gonna work out for you. But that's what I want. That's what I want. I want all of it. I want all of it gone, and start from scratch on that. Forget it. That goes nowhere with you. That doesn't help you. Pay him whatever, and Marshall, you know what I mean? And just get rid of all of it that irritates everybody, at least as much of it as you possibly can. Start with something that's new and different, and maybe not good, maybe not very good. That's okay. He's going to keep spinning that quarterback wheel. Problem is, in college football, with all these teams playing that spread and so forth, man, oh, man, that's a tough find. That's a tough get.
Maybe it's somebody that you find on somebody else's roster, just like John Fox once did with Jake Delhomme, where Jake Delhomme was a Saints backup who got in and played okay, and they took a shot, and he was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was good enough to get him to a Super Bowl. I don't know that they're in the business now, and maybe people aren't necessarily in the business now of identifying an absolute 10-year franchise quarterback, because that's almost a silly prospecting game to get into.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think it's very difficult, and, you know, I don't see anything in the future where I saw juniors or something where I said to myself, there you have, I think your buddy from Penn State is the closest guy to fit that bill. That's probably the closest guy I've seen other than that, but you're going to need a really big pick to get him. And after that, man, that's a scramble of crap. I mean, somebody could emerge. Maybe somebody will emerge.
You know what I mean? The chase for this white whale franchise quarterback, is it worth it? Or if everything else is good enough, are you better off just finding something that's good enough for the time? I mean, it's...
Yes, I understand. Yeah, now, sure, good enough for the time. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, I take that.
I don't think you settle cheap. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you actually try to figure out the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. For now, yeah.
And maybe you get the guy, maybe you don't, but sometimes the best damn prospect in the world ends up sucking, and sometimes a guy emerges who you say, you know, we can win games with this guy. He may not be an absolute win because of, or has the NFL changed to the point where that you are beholden to that battle of finding an absolute star, whether you have to pay for it or whether you have to keep just hoping that your quarterback has to be a mega star win because of guy.
I think you're beholden to it.
Okay.
I think you're beholden to it.
Okay. Well, that makes life very tough for anybody in this business.
I understand, but I want their life tough. I want them to be put, it's not easy. Hell, if it was easy, guys wouldn't get fired all the time. Teams would look so awful. I mean, mistakes and errors in judgment and everything on character, everything are made in these drafts. I know. I just think when you're talking about finding something that makes a difference in your franchise, that makes the difference in your franchise, that can only be one guy. It's not. I love some of these defensive players. I do. Really, really. Randy Gregory, I love him. He's a really good player. They're really good.
But you're right. When you look at what's happening in college football, it has never been more difficult to identify somebody who you think right away can have that possibility.
Yeah. I mean, you got your kid from Penn State.
I like him.
I know you do. I like him, too.
But the question is, do I like him just because he's such a rarity now? A big, strong, stand on the back foot, survey the field, turn the back to the defense kind of quarterback. Does it look better to me because it's a rarity? Or, you know, 15 years ago, when I say, okay, yeah, decent prospect, does he stand out more now because he cut such a striking professional figure on the hoof?
I think the latter.
Okay.
I think he stands out. I'm not saying you're wrong about him either, by the way.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
The Scores Bears experts are live from the 2015 NFL Combine. Zach Zaidman, Dan Durkin, Paul Barkish, and Patrick Manley all reporting live and bringing you the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears pick in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Last
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage,